Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to Cross Encounters. Have you ever thought about how powerful the spoken word is? Most of us don't even realize the power that the spoken word yields. Don't believe me? Well, let me give you an example. Suppose you're in a cinema and you shout, "Fire!" What's going to happen? Or just go into your local bank branch and go, "Stick 'em up! This is a robbery!" Or go into the airport and scream, "Hijack!" You'll see just how powerful your word is. You might say to me, "But that's an extreme situation. Everyday words don't carry that much power." Well, not true. Words have the power to kill or to build up. Words can be used like bullets that wound the soul. Just think of how it feels when somebody comes to you and says, "I hate you," or "You're ugly," or "I don't want to be with you anymore," or "You're stupid." Those words have the power to destroy our lives. But words can also build us up. Think how wonderful it is when you hear those words, "I love you," or "You're special to me," or "You're beautiful," or "I'm so proud of you," or "I forgive you." Those are words which can make not only our day, but our lives. I remember when I was a young child talking to one of our neighbors, and he said to me, "You'll never amount to anything." That hurt. That was a powerful word. And throughout my life, when I have been tempted to give up, I still hear those words echoing in the back of my mind. And they have gone a long way in making me who I am today. So if human words are this powerful, just think how much more powerful God's Word is. For the Bible reveals to us that in the beginning, God spoke the entire cosmos into being. He said, "Let there be light." And there was light. He spoke all things that were created into being. And then He gave them life. Now that is a powerful word. But God didn't just speak everything into being and then go off somewhere to be silent. No. No, down through the years, God has continued to speak to His people. People like Noah and Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, Moses and Samuel and David and Solomon and all of the prophets. In fact, one of the most repeated phrases in the Old Testament is, "And thus says the Lord." So God spoke to His people of old, but His words were not mere idle chit-chat. No, that word of God contained the promise of God. And that promise was that God was going to send His Messiah, His Christ, into the world which He spoke into existence in order to save and to redeem His world, which we have corrupted and damaged because of our disobedience. God's word is a word of salvation. The writer to the letter of Hebrews says that in ancient days, God spoke to our fathers by many and various ways, but in these final days, He has spoken to us through His Son. And the Gospel of John says that Jesus is the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. God's incarnate Word came to us to speak to us. He said things like, "Father, Father, forgive them. I am the resurrection and the life. I and the Father are one. Whoever believes in God's Son is not condemned, but has everlasting life. I am the Good Shepherd. It is finished," and much, much more. In themselves, these don't sound like powerful words, but the truth is, they have the power to kill, and they have the power to make alive. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.